Okay, so while we're on the topic of that original short film, that very, very, very first one, that is, while we're on the topic of that original short film, yours truly was thinking, heck, let's just go ahead and cut right to it. Yeah, why not? Let's just go ahead and cut right to it. I mean, this part may or may not, you know, get a bit lengthy, but nevertheless, I think it's a part that, you know, that's quite important, and I think it's probably a part a lot of you nosy little geniuses can't wait to listen to, right? So yours truly would most definitely like to spend some time drilling into it a bit. And I think, I mean, I don't have the original Q&As with me that we published last year, but I think for the most part, this was part one, I believe, of the Q&As, and it covered questions surrounding the original short film and just some questions about the entire movie thing in general, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, so yours truly will just go ahead and flow along and blabber away, because I'm pretty sure, maybe, perhaps, whatever I say may or may not just automatically answer some of the questions that some of you nosy little geniuses may have. You know, about the whole original short film and stuff like that, right? So, and I don't know if I already brought this up previously, but for yours truly, when it comes to making something, that's right, when it comes to making something, whether that be a movie or a TV show or TV series or web series or any sort of content, it's always important, at least in yours truly's opinion, it's always important to get a good feel for who is behind the project or movie or show, etc., etc., right? As in who, as in the big who question, as in whose vision this happens to be. And then, once you know that, it's a good idea to maybe get to know a little bit about this individual. I mean, you don't have to be too nosy, but at least learn a little bit about the person, or if more than one person is behind it, learn more about the people who are behind it, whether that be the filmmaker, director, producers, financiers, etc., etc., right? Not so much the actors or actresses, I guess, because, you know, they're brought in to, you know, play dumb, right? And so their job is to simply play dumb. Right? I mean, unless, you know, it's an actor or actress that, you know, that's wearing a bunch of different hats, so to speak, right? As in they have multiple roles within, you know, the whole scheme of things, right? Then that's a bit of a different scenario, I guess, right? But for the most part, most don't, right? Most actors and actresses are simply there, you know, to play their role, and that's that. And so I say it's important to know who's behind each project or movie or show, etc., 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 because if, you know, if some dumb shit, you know, comes up, like some racist shit, you know exactly, that's right, you know exactly who to look for right away, right? Ooh, calm down now, yours truly. Getting dicey in here. Yeah, because let's face it, art in any form can be a very, very, very powerful thing and a very, very, very sensitive thing at the same time, right? And so we gotta be careful here, right? I mean, if we're talking about, say, for example, visual art, for example, forget about moving images, but I mean a simple image itself, yes, that's right, yes, just one simple image alone can draw a plethora, that's right, it can draw a plethora of interpretations and reactions from all sorts of different people with all sorts of different backgrounds, right? You know, it's kind of like that old saying that, you know, a picture can speak or it's worth, you know, 1,000 words or something like that, right? And it's true to a large degree. I mean, that's why, you know, yours truly thinks it's a good idea for anyone who's putting something out there to go ahead and, you know, check yourself sometimes. Yeah, that's right. Check yourself from, you know, from time to time to make sure that, you know, what you're trying to put out there is exactly what you want to put out there, right? I mean, you know, there'll be mistakes being made here or there from time to time because, you know, we're all humans, right? Like, oops, didn't mean to do that, or oops, didn't mean to publish that or this, etc., etc., right? I mean, what yours truly is trying to say here is to, you know, spell check you and your dumb shit before you get it out there in the open. Especially in today's era, right? Because, you know, things can move really, really fast in today's era. And if things are moving really, really fast, you probably want shit to be moving in the right direction, right? I'm just saying. And so going back to the whole quote-unquote who question, as in who is behind this or that thing, let's take that original short film, for example. With that original short film, obviously, the nucleus, or the person behind all that, was yours truly, right? That's no secret. And so with that being said, it's a good idea for people who tuned into that deliciousness and were maybe, say, a bit sensitive to some of it. And I don't know what part, if any, you would be too sensitive to, because all of it looked pretty delicious to me. But nevertheless, you know, if you tuned in and you were a bit sensitive to some of it for whatever reason, you probably should have just turned that shit off right away, right? End of story, right? No, but I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Calm down. Ooh, you're so mean. Zip it. No, but seriously, yours truly thought, you know, for a simple entertainment piece like that, we're talking about that short film, that is, but for a simple entertainment piece like that, there couldn't have been anything so extraordinarily out of this world about any of it that, you know, would sort of, you know, trigger any sort of panic, right? Or maybe there was. Maybe there was. Because yours truly definitely spell-checked, you know, all his shit before putting any of that shit out there, right? But anyways, if you were one of those lucky ones that happened to tune into it and you didn't digest it too well, then I guess what I think you probably should have done first and foremost before flipping out is to maybe slow your row a bit and perhaps go out there and get a better feel for the nucleus. Yeah. And but this is why yours truly published a piece back, I forget when, but yours truly published a piece on the subject matter of race. That's right. And for those who tuned into all of that, within that piece of deliciousness, yours truly gave everyone a brief bio of yours truly simply because yours truly understood the importance of doing so in order to help everyone who was sort of tuning in to not only get a brief understanding of yours truly's background and experiences, but to also get to have a better feel for what yours truly's mindset was going into all of that. That's right. That original short film, that is. And but as always, the subject matter of race is always going to be a very complicated and sensitive topic, especially when it comes to this whole entertainment shit, right? And but like I was, you know, as I was saying, excuse me there, once again, like, you don't have to be too nosy, but just get to know and maybe understand who the nucleus is, right? Et cetera, right? Like, does this person or that person have a tendency or history of being a jackass or a racist idiot, so to speak, right? And so in the case of yours truly and that original short film, yours truly is the last person, that's right, yours truly's last person, if you know yours truly well enough, yours truly is the last person who is going to go out there with the intent or agenda on trying to make something that's going to be borderline touchy-touchy on, you know, leaning on the subject matter of race and stuff like that, right? Like, ooh, did he intentionally do this or that to make this race look like this and that race look like that, etc., etc., etc.? Yeah, no, not even close. Not yours truly. Oh, no. I mean, when you grow up and see certain race being depicted a certain way all the time and it's sort of, you know, normalized, even if it's inaccurate, you sort of wonder, was that intentional or unintentional, right? And but whatever it was, it didn't look quite right, right? And so once you get out here, and you start exploring this whole entertainment shit, and you see what's right or wrong with it, you say, duh, why don't people who may have a much better understanding of certain issues and topics, like people with, direct first-hand experience in certain issues or topics, why don't these people just take the initiative and make shit themselves so that, we can see things represented much more properly? That's right. That way, you slowly but surely start replacing all the dumb shit with more accurate things when it comes to, certain subject matters and representation, so to speak, right? Yeah, that way the world gets to see certain art form from the perspective of those who truly understand certain subject matters, etc., etc., right? And so once again, this is the reason why yours truly said it's important to know who's behind each and every, project or movie or show, etc., right? Like, for example, if a known racist with a history and tendency made something that looked, sort of borderline racist, it's a good chance that, that was probably intentional, right? But if, for example, someone like yours truly made something that was borderline sensitive, it's probably unintentional, right? Yeah, unintentional. And if you're just curious, just ask. Yeah, that's all. Just ask. I mean, yours truly, whose, upbringing and interactions and experiences has been very, very diverse. And so going into all of that, the movie thing that is, going into all of that, yours truly was simply, looking to create, a piece to set as a foundational piece for something much bigger, like a feature-length film or series of some sort, etc., right? And I already said all of this before, I think. And so placing certain people in certain roles in that short film was never, I repeat, was never about race. I mean, making that thing with somewhat of a diverse cast really just came sort of, naturally, so to speak. I mean, I think being inclusive is a nice thing and all, and it's great if you can do it, without making things look too forced, right? And so with making that short, we really just sort of, went with what was available and made sense at the time, right? Like, I mean, each of those roles, I think, any sort of background, regardless of race, could have sort of played those roles. Yeah, that's right. But like I said, those individuals, that ended up in there were, they were simply, in yours truly's opinion at that time, they were simply the right fit, that was available. And once again, it's also important to note, that yours truly didn't force anything there, right? Like, none of it was forced. I mean, it didn't look like it was forced, right? Like, he didn't intentionally make things seem diverse. I mean, I always like to be inclusive, as I was saying, when possible. But, when putting that thing together, the short film that is, once again, when putting that thing together, yeah, I wanted to be inclusive and include people from a variety of different backgrounds. But only if it made sense, right? And that's important, I think, when it comes to, like, making movies or things like that, and this whole diversity subject matter, right? To not force the issue and make things inclusive just for the sake of being, diverse and inclusive, right? If you all get what I'm saying, right? Because forcing something to be diverse for the sake of being diverse can be problematic sometimes. Oh yeah. And in fact, forcing something, forcing shit for the sake of being this or that can sometimes even destroy a piece of entertainment entirely if it's done so forcibly, right? Like, if you are forcing the shit out of it, that can lead to some complicated and catastrophic outcomes, if you know what I mean. But luckily, and this is the beauty or upside of being able to drive your own shit, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Oops. Oops, dropped the F thing again, didn't I? Sorry about that. I mean, I might be getting a little tired here. Oh well. Wait, did I just say shit a second ago? Well, I meant ship. Yeah, ship with the P at the end. But anyways, yeah, I meant drive your own ship, that is. But anyways, same shit. You all know what I mean, right? But that's the beauty of being able to be in control of, you know, any sort of piece of work, is that you can essentially, at any moment in time, make certain adjustments here or there as you see fit, right? I mean, yours truly is no control freak by any means of the imagination or anything like that. But I mean, when it comes to art, I think it's important that we do have some sort of control over our own shit, right? Sometimes, at least. Because, like I just mentioned previously, something as simple as a simple still image can garner a gazillion. That's right, it can garner a gazillion views with a gazillion interpretations and reactions, right? Okay, hang on a second. I think it's about that time for yours truly to take a quick break, and I will be right back in just a second, okay?